Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.
From KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Saul Gonzalez in Los Angeles. Here are your headlines. This morning, communities in the Sierra Nevada are dealing with the aftermath of a monster blizzard that struck the region over the weekend. The snowstorm along a 300-mile front dumped up to 7 feet of snow in some places and brought wind gusts of over 100 miles per hour. Susie Coker lives in the South Lake Tahoe area.
The thing that's different about this storm is just how windy it is. I've never had snow on my front porch blocking my front door before because there's a porch covering it, but it's just blowing everywhere. So there's snow in all sorts of places where it doesn't, you know, normally accumulate.
Coker said this year's storm is still not as severe as what the Sierra Nevada saw last year. Edema Shoemaker with the National Weather Service in Sacramento says more snow is on the way.
We do have another system that will bring periods of moderate snow later today into tomorrow night, and that could bring around 6 to 12 inches of snow, generally from I-80 northward.
The blizzard forced the closure of I-80 and stranded several trucks. Ski resorts were also closed across the region. Monterey County is launching a program to help people in the community of Pajaro who are still recovering from a levee breach that caused a devastating flood there nearly a year ago. Monterey County Supervisor Glenn Church says federal aid distributed since this disaster has helped some people, but not everyone.
For example, those folks who are undocumented workers, they didn't get any FEMA help.
People can now apply for aid through the new county program, regardless of their citizenship status. Church says the program will also set aside $4 million in aid to small businesses. It will spend more money to rebuild a park and community center and help Pajaro residents get reimbursed for housing costs and furniture lost in the flood. In recent years, traffic fatalities have remained stubbornly high across California, despite efforts to reduce them. That's especially true here in Los Angeles, where last year more than 330 people, drivers, pedestrians, and cyclists, were killed in collisions, a number higher than the city's homicide rate. In response to that toll, LA voters are voting this election on a ballot measure that's supposed to make the city's streets safer. For Lily Trujillo Puckett, the issue of traffic violence has long been personal.
I lost my daughter in December 7, 2013 to a street racing crash. She was just a passenger in the back seat. She was getting a ride home. And when the boy, a week shy of 18, decided to race a co-worker, crashing, killing my daughter.
Trujillo Puckett mostly blames that driver for her 16-year-old daughter's death. But in the years since the crash, she's also become a traffic safety advocate. And Trujillo Puckett believes too many roads are designed in a way that invites motorists to speed and drive recklessly.
Our streets have to be meant for us to be safe. People don't think about that until something happens.
And that's what Measure HLA on the City of Los Angeles' March ballot is all about. If passed, it would require the city to make safety improvements to LA's roads as part of regular street repaving work. What kind of safety improvements? We're talking about better crosswalks and signage, increasing the number of bus-only lanes, and lots more protected bike paths. In some cases, such improvements might mean eliminating or narrowing lanes of traffic for cars, which, yes, could mean more motorists have to drive more slowly.
Yeah, reconfiguring our streets in a way that makes it safer.
Michael Schneider is the founder of the group Streets for All, who's running the HLA campaign.
This is not an anti-driver plan or an anti-car plan. It's a pro-mobility plan, and most importantly, a road safety plan to make it safe to move around. Because right now, even in a car, it's not that safe in Los Angeles to get from point A to point B.
But HLA has opponents, and the highest profile ones are people synonymous with public safety, firefighters.
If we pass HLA, we're going to see chaos all over the city.
That's Freddie Escobar, president of the United Firefighters of LA, speaking at a recent anti-HLA rally in downtown Los Angeles. Escobar says his group, which represents more than 3,500 City of LA firefighters, opposes HLA because some traffic safety measures, like eliminating vehicle lanes, could make it harder for first responders to get to emergencies.
Every single second counts when we are dispatched to an incident, and I want the residents to know if this passes, you dial 911, this will affect an outcome when we respond to you.
HLA critics also say they're concerned about the measure's possible price tag. A recent analysis by LA's chief administrative officer reported that it could cost the city over $3 billion over the next 10 years. Here's LA Councilmember Tracy Park, an HLA opponent.
Voters need to know we are going to pay for this by cutting other things that they care about. Homeless encampment interventions, public safety, and affordability. We cannot let HLA slow us down. Vote no on HLA.
But HLA supporters say the city's cost analysis of the measure is wildly exaggerated, and that both dollars and lives would be saved if there are fewer traffic-related deaths and injuries for police and firefighters to respond to. Again, Michael Schneider from the Yes on HLA campaign.
Every year more Angelenos die as pedestrians, as cyclists, and as drivers. If we don't pass this, the trend will just continue.
As for Lily Trujillo Puckett, who lost her daughter in a car crash, she just thinks it's time for people to stop accepting near-daily traffic deaths and serious injuries as normal.
As we are speaking right now, somebody is getting a knock at their door and they're getting a death notification that a loved one was killed in a crash. It shouldn't be like that. It shouldn't be like that.
At the center of the HLA dispute is a question of civic identity. What kind of city does Los Angeles want to be? One where transportation planning continues to be centered around the automobile? Or is it time for LA to change and try an approach that puts people's lives before their need for speed? And that is this edition of the California Report for Monday, March 4th. We're a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Saul Gonzalez. Thanks so much for listening and have a great day.
Support for the California Report comes from the James Irvine Foundation, now accepting nominations for the 2025 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards at irvineawards.org. Stanford Medicine, comprising its School of Medicine and Adult and Children's Health Systems, working together to advance knowledge and improve lives, stanfordmedicine.org. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose philanthropy works to create a healthy, resilient, secure world for all, on the web at theschmidt.org.
Support for KQED Podcasts comes from Star One Credit Union, now offering real-time money movement with Instant Pay. Make transfers and payments instantly between financial institutions. Online or through Star One's mobile app, Star One Credit Union, in your best interest. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With fast speeds and reliable coverage, home just got even sweeter with the Xfinity 10G network. Restrictions apply, not available in all areas. Actual speeds vary.